That's something that you most certainly won't have heard before. Not unless you're one of a fairly select group of people so far. It's a song called Illusions, recorded by Anna Thomas and Chow Rudy. And it comes from a new musical that's about to hit Sydney this coming Thursday. It's called That's the Way It Is, and it was co-written by Cal de Grey and the guy who wrote that song, Illusions, Rod Lee. And here in the studio with me this afternoon is Rod Lee. And
good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. I'm good, mate.
Good.
We better start at the beginning, I suppose. How did you, in fact, get the stimulus to write a musical?
Well,
you don't look as if, I hope this doesn't sound too disparaging, you don't look as if you've been around for all that long.
No, well, Calvin and I are aged 19 and 20, and together we just sat down over a bottle of wine and decided we'd like to write something, and we got together and thought, what's a theme of today, and we decided on drugs. And that is a theme of today.
Yes,
it definitely is.
Yeah, the pair of you had been playing in bands around Sydney, had you before that?
Well, I'd been playing in bands since I was 13, just little local bands, and Calvin is the son of Slim de Grey, who's a comedian around the clubs. And between the two of us, we put our heads together and brought together That's the Way It Is. And we got a lot of our friends interested, and now we're ready to stage it.
When did you start? What are the logistics of writing something of this length? Is it a particularly long drawn out process, or was it just sort of this blast of inspiration so that words spilled like honey from the pen?
Well, all it took was a bit of wine. Sit down over a bit of vino. It took us about 2 months all in all.
Mm-hmm.
We had a basic idea at first, and since then it's changed completely. Changed. But the concept that's now come out of it, we're very proud of and very happy of.
Yeah. Look, what about the business of... did you go about casting it first, or did you go about finding yourself a venue? Because it's in fact showing at it was a rather splendid venue, the Newtown Rules Club.
Yeah, right.
Did you have to shop around a long time?
Well, as we had no money, because we were only just starting out, and we just got a lot of friends interested in putting it on, we got a lot of donations from these people who are all putting in money, and now it's cost us, you know, quite a bit of money to finally get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hunted around for a club. We found the Newtown Rules Club. They offered to give it to us for nothing. We've practically rebuilt the whole bloody thing, the stage and all, and hired everything out for it, and now we're right to go.
Yeah. What about casting? Was this basically friends or...
Casting was friends. These people have never had experience before, and this is the thing about it. These people have never had experience before, and they just got their selves together, decided that we want to do it. We're doing it all for the drug referral centres. They need the money.
Yeah.
And they've turned out, you know, very professional. It's no longer an amateur show, that's for sure.
Right. What sort of things were the people doing who were involved in the show before...
Well, they come
you
from...
You wrote them in.
Yeah, well, they come from school, they come from universities, they come from jobs, some of them are on the dole. They're just average, everyday young people. The youngest girl, that Anna Thomas, who just sang Illusions, she's 16, and they go up to 28 in age.
That's just your circle. You didn't have to sort of advertise for people?
No, we didn't have to advertise. We got friends, and then through them we got other friends, you know, their friends, we got it all out of that.
Mm. How did you go? You said you got donations from people to help you stage the whole thing. How did you go about hassling money?
This is where the Drug Referral Centre came in. With the help of their name.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now handling all our promotions. But basically, with their help, people realising that they need money. They've come through with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys' bosses have even donated, you know, 200, 300 bucks to help get it together.
Yeah.
And that's made it what it is.
Well, what about the staging of the thing? Have you got professional sort of stage and lighting and people, or you?
Well, the whole set, the props, everything, it was all built by our stage crew, who again have had no experience. Our stage manager, a guy called Ken Healy, he's never had experience before. The help of one professional lady, and that's a lady called Jackie DePaul, who has produced and choreographed it. Undoubtedly, without her help, it couldn't have got there.
Yeah.
She has really made it what it is. And on top of all this, all the boys, the lighting crew, have hired all the lights out, got their own needs, worked out what they've wanted, all their mirror balls, all their strobes, all their effects, got it all together themselves. The stage crew have got all their props together, built them all themselves. The band have bought their own equipment and got a loan of a great big PA system. And it's been an all-in effort, you know, 50 people just
certainly sounds like it, yeah. And that's all over a period of about two, 3 months.
That's right. We started rehearsing in August, but we didn't start getting all the stuff behind it, like your sets and all that, until about 2 weeks ago. And we've pulled it all in since then.
And Thursday night is the night, opening
Thursday
night.
Thursday night's our gala premiere.
I've got all this, all the details here. That's Thursday the 8th, Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th.
Monday the 12th.
Monday the 12th, and then...
Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday of the week afterwards.
That's right.
So it'll be on our What's On file. We'll
That's
keep
right.
giving a nudge.
Right.
And, well, I know I've... I sort of accepted the invitation to come along on Thursday night, certainly. I'll have that beer afterwards as well.
Good on you, mate.
And, yeah, well, I just wish you every success, both from your own point of view and also for the Drug Referral Centre,
right.
which is an organisation that Double J has always been pretty active in supporting.
Thank you. Anyone out there who'd like to come along and see it, come along.
That's great. The Newtown's League Club, Newtown Rules Club, folks, that's 303 Cleveland Street, in Surrey Hills, and we'll make sure that you get the details of that show. That's the way it is each day when it's actually showing. Well, thanks for coming in, Rod.
Thank
and,
you,
just give my best wishes and best wishes from everyone at the station to all the people who are involved, and I just hope it's a monster.
Thank you very much.
Okay, mate.
Thanks,
thank you. Rod Lee, go and see it. You owe it to yourself.